This is Talking Business.
I'm joined now by James Spenceley, who's the founder of Vocus Communications and now the CEO and co-founder of Moore Asset Management, which is spelt M-H-O-R. G'day, James.
G'day, Alan. How are you?
Fine, thanks. M-H-O-R, Moore, what's behind the name?
Well, it's Scottish for great, usually used to sort of make a Bennymoor is a mountain that's very large. So we liked the name. My partner's Scottish, and we're hopefully a great asset manager.
Hopefully, let's. You built Vocus. You started Vocus in 2007. Built it to 5 billion market cap, and then stepped down as CEO in 2016, and you must be a glutton for punishment going into asset management. That's a tough game. Very competitive.
Well, very competitive. I had a pretty good training sitting opposite all of the fund managers over the years as a listed entity. It was great to see all their different styles.
You thought I could do that.
I thought, I've interviewed with the best of them, so hopefully I could put some good questions together and understand some businesses and compete in that asset management space.
So how's it going?
It's a tough job. I'm really enjoying it because you get to see so many different types of businesses, meet so many CEOs, just interact and learn a lot. But we've had pretty good performance. The financial year up about 24%, I think. So that's pretty decent. Generally doing pretty well. We've missed a few of the big stocks like Afterpay, a lot of the high growth stuff, but we've picked up mostly across the board some very strong value names and stocks that probably aren't as high profile, which is where I think we like dabbling.
How much have you got in the fund now? Can you tell us?
Yeah, we're just over $30 million in the fund. So that's about, we're approaching now 24 months being live.
Yeah, right. So tell us a bit about the journey in Vocus. When you started it, what did you have in mind? And did it work out as you thought it might?
No, I don't think you ever go into a business thinking you're going to build a $5 billion market cap business. I remember famously sort of telling my first billing systems person, I said, we're never going to have more than 70 customers. And I think by the end, we had probably close to 700,000 customers. So it was a little different than we probably dreamed. But what we wanted to do was build a telco that was easy to deal with. I think one of our main goals up on the boards across the office was to be the most loved telco in the industry, which is not a very difficult goal when you think most telcos aren't very well loved. So, for us, it was about creating a business that actually people like to deal with, and the rest flowed really from that.
Well, since you've left, obviously it's been famously downhill all the way. I think it was $9 a share or something like that when you left, and now it's $2.
Yeah.
So it's the share price has collapsed, which I'm sure is entirely due to your departure. Is that right?
No. Maybe some of it, but certainly not all of it. No, I think there's been a general re-rate of the telco sector, which has happened with I think everybody realising that the NBN is pulling a lot of margin out for the big telcos, so Telstra's off, TPG's off, so that's caused a huge amount of it. And I think just in general, the sector was pretty strong for a long time. It was seen as very defensive. As you get with anything, when the government gets involved and starts investing multi-billion dollars into the industry, you tend to find there's some unwanted consequences, and I think the telco sector has found that for the last few years. I don't think it'll be like that forever. Telco is a...
Yes, indeed.
It's a strong product. People need internet access. Bandwidths are growing. Businesses use, and we're using, the internet to communicate right now. So, I think it's a temporary thing. Once the NBN sort of normalises across the industry, I'm pretty positive about the sector in general.
I suppose the big question is whether you are investing in any telcos, and in particular Vocus.
No, not investing in Vocus at the moment. They've got a new CEO there, Kevin Russell. I think it looks like he's making some positive changes. He's only been in the job a few months, but keeping a close eye on that. Their results are coming up in August, so we'll see how they track to guidance. Under previous management, they've had a pretty torrid time in terms of hitting their EBITDA guidance. I think they've had 3 or 4 downgrades in the space of the last 18 months. So, if they can hit their targets and
you know, Kevin can make some positive, more positive changes. I think the stock's looking pretty interesting. It's certainly cheap at the moment, and you know, they've got some good upside in you know, in the next gen asset that we purchased, and the cable that's being built off the West Coast. So yeah, keeping an eye on that one. We've invested a little bit of a fund into a small telco in Melbourne, Spirit Telecom. They do wireless delivery of internet access, so that's a pretty exciting space. Basically building around the NBN and trying to deliver without the NBN involved. So that's a micro cap, you know, it's around a 50 million market cap. It's a pretty exciting little business, but certainly at the smaller end of the scale.
What are the things are you investing in? What do you like the look of, either thematically or specific companies?
Well, thematic is actually kind of where we always start with an investment. We work out what's got a tailwind. You know, obviously, you know, telco with NBN doesn't have a tailwind at the moment. One of the things we like is a company called Integrated Green Energy, listed on the ASX about 6 or 7 months ago. They take end-of-life plastics and turn it into road-ready fuel, which is a pretty amazing concept. That's pretty exciting.
What's end-of-life plastics?
So it's stuff that can't be recycled. So something like a plastic coat hanger from Target, you know, we see all the sizes on it. Usually the paint or the metal on the plastic means it can't be recycled. A lot of the plastic bottles that you think go in, about 30% of what you put in your recycling bin actually used to get shipped to China into landfill. So even though we were doing the right thing, putting our recycling into the bins, the stuff was getting sent to China. So as of 1st of January 2018, China put a ban on taking in those end-of-life plastics. So those plastics have to find a home, and these guys can actually turn it into diesel and petrol fuel, which goes straight into your car. So it's an amazing technology, and you know, has a huge impact across the globe if they can get the money, get the funding, the plants up.
Yeah, right. So are you investing in renewable energy in general, or is that just a one-off?
Look, that's a one-off. That's a theme. We identified that plastics going to China wasn't going to be sustainable. The government had obviously had been accepting waste there for a long time. So that was a thematic that we liked. But generally across the board, we look for things. You know, I think childcare is a great thematic at the moment. Government's never going to reduce the amount that they contribute to getting the women back into the workforce. And as of 1 July, there's been some pretty significant changes. So I think there's been a bit of an oversupply in childcare, which has been a headwind. But the government subsidy changes from 1st of July means there's some pretty positive things coming for the industry there. So, you know, that's a thematic and an area we're looking to invest in the next few months.
You're also chairman of Airtasker, which I don't think is a listed business, so perhaps you're not investing in that either. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a personal investment. The fund only invests in listed businesses, but Airtasker is, you know, it's one that may come to the boards at some point soon. It's one of the few businesses I've been lucky enough to invest in that's become a bit of a verb. You know, you hear people say, "Oh, just Airtasker," as they do with like Google. So that's probably the one pretty exciting private investment that we've made recently.
Is that going to? Do you think that's going to come onto the boards at some point?
Look, it depends. Very high growth business. You know, we've grown sort of 90% there in the last sort of 6 months, you know, from a pretty significant base. We've just moved into the UK, launched in the UK, 5 months ago. So it's sort of in growth phase at the moment. I think that's one that we'll either list or will potentially be acquired. But it would be something that would be pretty exciting, you know, if it's got global appeal. There's surprisingly still not a lot of people doing it in different countries around the world. So the upside there is pretty large. And it's a fun business. You know, the amount of crazy tasks that you get to see go through the platform is incredible.
Well, in fact, I interviewed the CEO of Airtasker recently in another context, and he told me some amazing tasks, including getting people to write references for you, which I thought was a bit
that's shocking.
You know, like people pretending to be friends or knowing
yeah.
you.
Yeah, so well,
I thought that was a bit dodgy.
Yeah, look, it's human nature. You create a platform, and there'll always be the nefarious side of the world that comes onto it. But there's it's just creating GDP. That's the thing I really like about the business. You know, things that you just wouldn't have been able to get done in the past, you can get done. I'll use the classic example of spider removal. You know, we had a task pop up in the eastern suburbs of Sydney for someone to come immediately to their house, remove a huntsman spider from the corner of the room, and that paid $150. So you think about that, and previously, you know, that $150 just didn't get spent in the economy. So it's pretty exciting.
I hadn't thought of it that way. You're creating GDP, of course. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, I look, you know, sit in your office. We had a TV. I was trying to swap from the office to my home and home to the office. And sitting there on a Friday afternoon at 3 p.m., posted the task. Someone pick up a TV, take it to my house and bring the old TV back to the office. Within 15 minutes, someone had accepted the task. 15 minutes later, they'd pick the TV up. By 5 p.m. on a Friday, I'd had both TVs moved. That's something that just you couldn't happen with that kind of speed previously. So it's great business. And I think making people's life easier, which is a positive.
Well, good to talk to you, James. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Thanks, Alan.
I've been talking to James Spenceley, who is the CEO and co-founder of Moore Investment Management, Asset Management, it's MHOR Asset Management, and the founder of Vocus Communications.